mentioned a couple of times, and it's certainly attracted national attention, the fact that Australia has now abandoned the fight to eradicate the bee-killing parasite varroa mite, instead declaring it's something that beekeepers are going to have to learn to live with. So we're now transitioning to living with the varroa mite rather than trying to eradicate it. Well, how would you feel, though, if you're a commercial honey producer, beekeeper, and all your hives have already been euthanized and you're told that you're not allowed to restock for 3 years? Well, one of those is my next guest, Roger Easton, former beekeeper and owner of Highland Honey, who's on the line. Good morning, Roger.
Yeah, good morning, Richard.
Was this inevitable, do you think, this decision yesterday?
Yeah, I think they had to come up with it, Richard. The idea that they could completely eradicate it was just wishful thinking. Yeah, no other country's ever been able to do that. But, although there was light at the end of the tunnel, there was a gentleman working a number of years ago at the CSIRO who was trying to come up with a strain of bee that would have broken the varroa's life cycle. Now, I don't think he works there anymore. I don't know what's happened to it. I told DPI all this and said, look, you should try and find this guy, track down what's happened, see if we can pursue the thing and get it going again. All I got from him was a thank you for your email.
Right. You're in the initial eradication zone, aren't you?
Yes, we were in the red zone in Newcastle.
So you've lost all your hives.
All our hives in Newcastle have gone. We've got a couple of hives at Kempsey, and a gent that's got a couple of hives two doors up from us has got varroa in one of his hives, and they were penciled in to be destroyed next Monday.
Right. Look, I heard last night on the news that apparently they reckon up around that Kempsey area that the varroa might have been there for 7 months, but nobody had picked it up. Is that correct?
I would have fully imagined that was correct, because the area where it is just too widespread for it to be a single outbreak.
All right. Now, so you've lost everything, and as I understand it, you were told you can't restock for 3 years. Is that still the case?
Well, I don't know if it's going to be the case now. There is a big public meeting tomorrow afternoon at Kempsey, which I will be going to. DPI and the council are going to run the meeting. So hopefully we'll get some sort of update there as to what the situation is. Mm. In Newcastle, yes. all the beekeepers that who've lost their hives are all old buggers like me, and they've just turned around, closed down their business, got rid of all their equipment. So that's it. They're completely gone.
Now, you did receive some compensation per hive?
Yeah, per hive, Richard. Frankly, it was a bit of an insult.
Right.
There were two options. If we allowed DPI to take all our equipment away, they paid us $550 per hive. If we wanted to keep our boxes and that sort of thing, which I did because all my boxes are made out of hardwood and there's a lot of work involved in making them. I said, no, I wanted to keep them, so I got paid $200.
Right. There was a suggestion that perhaps that compensation, given that now they've transitioned to learning to live with it, that should be reviewed. That compensation
should, Richard. Out of one frame, out of one of these hives that I lost, I got $97 worth of honeycomb. And they paid me $200 for the whole hive. They gave nobody any compensation for the destruction of their business. You know, some good friends of mine that I've bought a heap of honey from, they lost all of theirs. They've completely closed their business down. They're finished completely.
Yeah. I've had a couple of calls from people up around Port Stephens and around our area that have said they just do not see bees anymore. So it's not just honey producers that are going to be affected by this. It's people with vegetable gardens, etc.
Yeah, it's not the honey, Richard. It's the pollination.
Yes.
You know, like there are no young beekeepers coming through, so I can see Newcastle being a dead zone for at least 10 years.
Wow.
You know, nobody will get any think, out of their veggie gardens or fruit trees. The only fruit that doesn't require bees for pollination are bananas and pineapples. Right. Everything else requires bees for pollination.
Yeah, and as I understand it, the eradication process, it was taking in, well, collateral damage, native bees and other species as well, Roger?
Well, they weren't targeting the native bees when they put a bait station out, and they've already put a feed station at this guy's property two doors from our place at Kempsey, and after his bees were killed, they were going to set the bait station up. And the bait station, in theory, would only attract, or they would only feed and kill the feral bees. But to my way of thinking, if feral bees took the poison back to their colony, nobody's going to clean that tree out to get rid of the wax and the honey and that's in there. And the native bees could smell it. And if they go in there, they're going to pick the poison up and then take it back to their colonies.
Mm.
Yeah.
There's been a lot of discussion from, with reference to things like, blueberries, et cetera, up around Coffs Harbour, almonds, et cetera. People are concerned that there won't be enough bees to actually pollinate all these.
Well, see, the almond pollination, or the almond crop, is an $18 billion crop. So when they put the embargo on the movement of bees, that was a week before the almond pollination was due to start. So, okay, they could have got bees from Victoria or maybe South Australia, but they wouldn't be allowed to move bees from New South Wales or from Queensland through New South Wales to go down to the almonds. Now, my understanding is somebody from Kempsey took bees down to the Riverina and took the Varroa down there because there's four sites in the Riverina that's got Varroa.
Yes.
The almond pollination season is now finished and there's 20,000 hives down there ready to be taken back to where their home was.
Yeah.
But with the previous plan, they wouldn't be allowed to move them because they're moving the Varroa.
Yes, yeah.
So that may have spurred this change of thought.
Yeah. Look, I know I've spoken to you in the past and asked you whether or not you think that some beekeepers have done the wrong thing, and when they weren't supposed to, they did move hives out of contamination zones into areas.
Yeah, I think that's certainly the case at Kempsey. I think somebody's moved bees that they shouldn't have up there, and they've well and truly spread it. Mm. Now, my jar supplier reckons that Kempsey is the biggest honey-producing region in New South Wales.
Mm.
So if... and there was another 10 sites that they'd found Varroa in only a week or so ago.
Wow. All right. Yeah. Okay, so hopefully something will come out of the meeting. That's tomorrow afternoon in Kempsey, is it, with the Department of Primary Industries?
Yeah, and the local council. So hopefully the council will be a bit more lenient on us beekeepers.
Yeah, all right. We'll stay in touch. Thanks for your time this morning, Roger.
Thanks very much, Richard. Have a good day.
Yes, bye. You too.